Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
I have this friend of mine. I sent him some pre-release books that the publisher sent me, and he's been giving them out. This is a former pastor, young man. He's only 42. And he gives them out, and he'll say, now, look up your birthday. He'll say, this isn't a horoscope or anything, but look up your birthday, because a lot of times God has a special message, a birthday gift for his followers that I found in this book, and he's done this with people. And so this lady is in the salon. His wife is a hairdresser, and she looks up her birthday, which is eliminating all fear. It's April 14th, by fearing God. And she had a terrible thing happen to her and her husband August 14th this past year. They pulled into a church parked next to the church. He was going to turn on the sprinklers. They were coming home from vacation, and he noticed the lawn was dry. And he goes out around the back of the building, turns on the sprinklers, and while that's happening, a 21-year-old thug opens the door, grabs his wife. She screams, honks on the horn. He shoots the wife, pulls her out of the car. And the husband comes running, and when he gets up toward the car, the guy shoots him twice in the head and kills him instantly.
Oh.
And so Jennifer is her name, and she has just, obviously, you can imagine everything she's gone through since that day 4 months ago. Well, she starts to read this in the very first red-lettered statement, do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny, yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from the will of your Father? And listen, I'll just read part of this because it's so glorious.
Read all of it.
okay, this was for her birthday. Why should, and she just started weeping, and DJ's wife just put her arms around her. She said, I'm so sorry, I didn't know this was going to upset you. She said, upset me? This is my answer. This is my answer. This is God telling me how all this could happen. And so she said, I've got to have this book. This is going to be my devotional. So here's what it says. It says, why should you continue to live in worry and fear? You are often anxious about so many things, and your life is tormented with stress. Child, it doesn't have to be that way. When you are fearful, it is a sign that you are setting your focus on the temporary things of this life. This world is not your permanent home. Even death should not be feared by my followers. It's simply the doorway to your eternal home. To be free from all fear, you need only to revere God above all else and love him by obeying my teachings. I want you to know that nothing will come your way except through my Father's loving will. He knows everything about you, and yet he loves you so much he sent me to save you. Turn your eyes and the focus of your heart away from the temporary things of this world and fix them on me. Fill your heart with my words, and my peace will replace all your fears. And then the last red-lettered statement at the bottom, and even the very hairs of your head are all numbered, so don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Well, after that, she left, and the ladies in the salon didn't know who she was. They hadn't known that she's the one they've all been hearing about, and they asked, so then they all wanted to read what she had read, and they wanted to see if the Lord had a special message for them on their birthday. And DJ said when he left the salon, all of the women were crying, and God had spoken to each of them.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.